can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for November 23rd, 2022, episode 26.
Curry and the Keeper.
We made it! Yay!
All right. Hello, my queen.
Hello, my love.
Give me a big ass cheers.
Cheers, baby.
Woohoo! Okay, let's have a sip first. My goodness, shut up with the horns, people.
Hey.
Oh,
this is complex.
Oh.
I've been waiting to say that. This is so complex. We are. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Curry and the Keeper, episode number 26.
I'm back on the juice.
You are back on the juice, baby. Let's. This is a Xavier Vignon.
Vignon.
Gigondas. Or Gigondas. 2016, made in Rhône with love.
And who's it from? Who gave it to
you? This. So we have now defaced all of our wine bottles. We have about 30 of them. Christina Henry.
Oh, Christina. Okay, yes. This was when Christina came.
She came to visit.
She came to visit right when I started 75 Hard, and she gave us the two bottles, and I promptly labeled them. I've labeled everything.
I am so happy you did, because...
Well, I have to. So many people have been generous and kind in sending us wine, and I want to make sure that when we drink them, you still have to drink your janky wine. You know, during the week.
Well, you know,
and save the good wine for the show. We've got 24 bottles of wine, so we have 24 more shows to go.
No, I think that some of these bottles can be consumed in the meantime. I mean, we will make mention of them, but we have to do a little bit of catch up because of the no drinking at all. Really, we've fallen behind. We can't keep up with the bottles.
I know. It's a momentous occasion because I'm drinking again, and it's our 1 year anniversary of the show. We're at 26 shows.
Is that one? Oh, this is one.
Yes. Where's my present? No.
Wait.
Oh.
Where's my present? Okay. A couple things. First of all, congratulations on the 75 Hard. You and the 75 Hard crew. I could not be more proud of you and your guys.
Gals and guy.
Very impressive. I love that everyone's kind of like, after you're 75 Hard, it's like, well, I'm kind of still keeping up and kind of still doing stuff.
Many in our group are still doing two workouts. I'm down to just one workout a day, 6 days a week, but I still am consuming a gallon of water. A lot of women in our group, they're still drinking the water. We have one who is starting to do in the next phase, because this was the boot camp phase.
I didn't realize this. I thought this was like, here's the beginning, here's the end. I have my wife back. No, this is not true.
It's not 365 Hard, baby.
Okay, all right.
So phase one, because this was boot camp, phase one starts January 1. That's only 30 days. And there's a few extra tasks, but one of the extra tasks is a 5-minute cold shower, which I'm not really looking forward to.
Okay,
but somebody's already pre-gaming.
But wait a minute. It's all the same stuff.
Uh-huh.
Including the book and the picture and the 10 pages reading. Okay.
Yep.
And then an additional 5 minutes cold shower. Is that 5 minutes?
5 minutes cold shower, which is a lot.
Yeah, but am I supposed to have some kind of sympathy with you? I don't understand. When you go, 5 minutes cold shower.
Well, you go in the cold shower for 5 minutes. It's not easy. Yeah, but people cold plunge for maybe 2-3 minutes. Baby,
instead, what you see me doing is having a good time, drinking wine, looking very happy. I don't need no cold showers. That's the last thing I need.
Anyway, my point in saying that is that there, one woman in our group is already pre-gaming. Mm-hmm. She's already starting to do the showers to get used to it. So,
oh my goodness!
Yeah, why not? Let's go on.
So now that you are an incredible podcasting celebrity, yes, you are. No. Listen, I have something serious to discuss with you.
Okay.
And we've already kind of discussed this a little bit. Notice my patronizing tone. You like it?
Yeah. Well, you've got that serious look on your face. What is that about?
I would like to try and help you with your texts, emails, and DMs because you're a little out of control.
Oh.
I mean, you are literally texting 24/7.
No, I'm asleep.
Yes, true. It's very hard. I understand. But you have to let some things go, and you have to schedule when you. Otherwise, you'll just be texting all day.
I have so
you were texting
nice
in friends. The car the other day. I had to call you out.
I know
on that.
You did. And I rightfully deserve that.
No, but
you yelled at me.
I didn't yell at you.
Yes, you did. You're mean.
No, I was mean, but I didn't yell at you.
And you're never like that, so I knew you were serious. You're right. I was answering a question and I missed the turn. Yes. On the highway. No,
but look, I get 100 emails a day. I don't get that many texts. And also, I'm really happy because you want girlfriends and you've got girlfriends. You've got lots of friends. But I just wanted to say that it's very hard sometimes when you have this huge influx not to want to always respond immediately. And I'm just saying my experience is, particularly because so much is show related, you just got to let some of it go until the next day and kind of bulk process
it. Yeah, I know. I agree.
Because, you know,
but I have a lot of friends.
No, that, I know. But your friends can also like wait until tomorrow.
I hear you, and you're right.
It's not about me. You can text all day, all night. You can wake up in the middle of the night and text.
Oh, no. I don't even like being on my phone.
That's what I do.
I know. I don't do that.
I'm up there on Twitter.
I don't do that. So.
But it's only going to get more. It will not get less. So you kind of got to build your own system, particularly emails and DMs.
I don't have that many emails. I have a lot of texts.
And DMs. I think DMs probably keeps you busy.
Yes. Yeah, on Instagram.
Now, I'm telling you, I'm saying this because I've been a podcaster for a little bit.
You have?
And... it can get really overwhelming because you're popular and you're interesting.
I am not popular, but...
Okay. All right. Do you know how many people listen to this show?
About 150, maybe.
Oh, maybe I should get you the numbers. I'll get you the numbers. You may be surprised. You may be very surprised.
Anyway, I hear you loud and clear, and yes.
I'm just suggesting some stuff because I love you, and you're gonna burn out, man.
Yeah.
You're going to burn out.
Yeah. Well, now that I'm not doing two workouts a day, I've got,
you've got a lot of time to answer texts. Yeah.
But I did want to say at the conclusion of 75 Hard, a lot of people had great, great success. One, Anamika lost 30 pounds. My friend Carla in Florida, I think she lost 17 pounds.
Wow.
I don't own a scale. I think I lost about 12, but I lost 10 and a quarter inches overall. So I have 4 more inches to my goal, and I will definitely hit that by end of January. So I'm really, really happy, and I've developed some great habits, and I really...
You have.
Yeah.
And a lot of positivity, and you're radiating.
Aw. But I did want to thank you, too. You've been incredibly supportive, and you go... this warms my heart so much. You've mastered the boiled egg. Adam makes me boiled eggs. I eat boiled eggs almost every morning.
Can you believe it, people?
Mastered it.
I'm just keeping it going because, like, she's going to wake up one day and say, "What am I eating? This is horrible. This is farts in a basket. What am I eating here?"
Hey, as long as it's covered in sriracha sauce, I'm good. Sriracha yeah, exactly. And bacon, and I'm
exactly
good. I can choke them down.
It's I am so happy. This has changed. It has transformed both our entire life. And it's not really changing. I mean, it's not going back. I like that. I really do.
Yeah.
I came home today from some shopping and like, hey, I grilled up some hamburgers outside.
Yeah.
What? For lunch? You go,
have hamburger. A burger, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. The other morning you had a ribeye for breakfast.
I did. I didn't share it with you either. I'm like, I'm going to eat steak.
Here's how I'm going to have this.
Keep your
just
mitts off of it.
So you know.
I have a hard time sharing food, as you know.
Yeah.
I think that's on my list, sharing food.
You do. Well, but I understand that's trauma.
It's childhood trauma.
It's old trauma. Yeah. But it is pretty weird because I'll say, hey, can I just have a grape just for the taste? I say especially for the taste. You go, you know, if you'd said it earlier, I could have gotten you some.
I know. Well, here's how I...
One grape!
But here's my thinking. So when I was counting my macros, I'm like, okay, weigh everything, consider the calories. I'm like, okay, these are the final calories I have for the night. I'm going to savor them. And you're like, hey, can I have some of that? And I'm like, oh,
no, one grape. Can you even measure
and then
the ingredients of one grape?
And sometimes you don't ask, you just look at me. just
No. If I'm looking at, you know, I'm not expecting anything. No. Mm-mm. I'm way beyond that.
Yeah. So I have, props sharing food. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry. So.
Anyway. And we've been learning all kinds of things about beef and different ways of cooking it and stuff that we like and stuff that we like more and stuff that we like a little less.
Yes. Yeah.
And I will say we've had, we ordered, we got, was it 10 packs of primal beef from Holy Cow?
Yes.
Up in Lubbock. And we had it as tacos.
Well, explain what primal beef is.
Oh, primal beef is basically ground beef. And then they grind in all the organs.
Yes, heart, kidney, and liver.
Which, of course, is incredibly healthy and it's very good for you. It does have a bit of a...
It's got a taste. It's got an aroma.
Yeah, so you did tacos.
Which is great. I make my own tacos.
And that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have made any difference.
Yeah.
Tonight we had... And it's an easy, quick meal. Just throw some, spaghetti and meat sauce. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because I was expecting a certain taste. And, I was like,
Yeah, you didn't like it.
Man, I think I got a heart valve right there.
Shit. A heart valve?
What is this? What is this aorta that I have here?
No, it's all ground up, but I think maybe it's a 30-70 mix.
I just wasn't expecting it. We need to cover it covered up a little bit more.
Yeah, it's not our favorite.
And I think it just has to be seasoned because when the taco stuff was fantastic.
Yeah. So I have to make chili for the women's luncheon at church next Sunday, and I'm debating whether I should make it out of the primal beef or not.
I think you should.
You know, to use it up.
No, I totally think you should. It's just a matter of...
It cooks for a long time, so the flavor, it'll be flavorful. The flavor,
it'll be fantastic. This is just, I mean, literally, you browned it, threw it in there with the sauce and...
with marinara sauce.
Marinara sauce. Yeah, and the intestines just sat there going, oh, we're going to surprise that.
It's organs, baby.
Entrails.
It's organs.
The entrails.
entrails.
Isn't that what it's called? Entrails?
I think of sweetbreads. Aren't they sweetbreads?
No. Entrails is intestines or internal organs.
Oh, N like the letter
ENTRAILS.
Oh, entrails.
Excuse me for being so sophisticated.
Gosh, and here I said sweetbreads.
No, sweetbreads is testicles, is it not?
No, sweetbreads are like fried organs.
Well, what is testicles? Just testicles? Testicles? Why did?
What are sweetbreads?
I think it's the gullet, the throat.
Look it up. Yeah. Book of knowledge.
Okay. Okay, sweetbread, Wikipedia. Here we go. Consult the book of knowledge. Culinary name for thymus, also called throat, gullet, or neck.
Oh.
Or pancreas.
Oh.
Or testicles.
No, seriously?
Other glands, cheek, ear, tongue, throat, again.
I had a bad night with sweetbreads.
You just don't really want to know.
No,
I just want to eat it.
I had a bad night with sweetbreads. I can't do sweetbreads anymore.
Yes, you can.
Nope. Nope. It was bad.
Yak balls. That's what you want.
Nope.
Yak balls.
Nope. But I did say to Adam, in terms of eating and drinking, I said, this weekend we're putting up our Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And I said,
yeah, baby.
I said, we have a bottle of champagne. Yeah, let's open the champagne while we decorate the Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah.
And you were really happy because earlier you said, because I didn't have a candle, because I stopped buying candles because of the chemicals.
Yeah.
The camel.
It's literally like, I can't drive my car because, you know, it has gas chemicals in it.
I didn't say that.
I can't clean with that. It's no good. Can you just clean the floor with some spit? And dirt.
You're musing yourself over there.
I am.
No, I, like, look, I am.
I thought we were settled in, you know. I'm like, we're just a good couple. We're going to grow a little bit old together. It's going to be fine. And now you're doing all this exciting stuff. It's like very invigorating. No. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have champagne and put up the Christmas tree. And then I'm going to decorate you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, please. No, but you were complaining that I didn't have a candle, and you said you took away the champagne, you've taken away the candle,
took away everything.
You were just boohooing, boohooing.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. So.
Oh.
So yeah, a lot going on.
Yeah, we had a lot. We've hooked up with a lot. We've met with a lot of different people. We We had dinner at the King's last night. Monday before.
Mm-hmm.
Who we met? Did we meet them at Vaudeville?
We met them at Vaudeville at the wine event.
At the sequin dress event.
No, it was Christmas, it was a wine event. The wine and event. They recognized you right away. And Mark came up and introduced himself to you.
Yeah. And because they are, Mark's my age for sure. Isn't he exactly my age or is he younger?
I think he might be younger. I'm not
anyway,
sure.
Anyway, I liked them a lot when we were talking to them, Mark and Julianne.
They're a lot of fun.
Because they were, and we're at,
she
this,
cracks me
we're
up.
At this wine event and they're talking about, yeah, and then we go game hunting. I was like, gay hunting? No, game hunting. Joke. And oh yeah, no, we go to Africa and they're like, what?
Yeah, she shoots and he fills her bullets, right? Doesn't he fill her bullets?
Well, it's called,
what's it called?
It's called loading the ammo.
I don't know. Oh.
Oh no, it's very specific. It's a very specific thing, but.
Or known as, but fill your bullets.
But when we were talking to them then, I'm like, these people are clearly international smugglers of ivory and diamonds. There's no other way. It's like, it's very obvious. So we go to their house to have dinner.
Lovely dinner. And they're a beautiful lot house, of fun. Beautiful. Lot of laughs.
And then they say, hey, you want to see the game room?
Yeah.
Sure, I'll see the game. Well, it's not a game with like air hockey.
No.
It's trophies.
It's animals on the wall.
Oh, I have seen a lot of taxidermy in Texas. I've never seen it like this.
Oh, I've seen a house that he had even.
No, but
more
I mean
that.
The expressions were so good.
They're beautiful.
But there was also a giraffe.
Yeah, and what was that? A cheetah? A full size cheetah?
Cheetah, giraffe, water buffalo, and then they have all these stories, and it's like, and of course, I understand how that works with big game hunting and preservation.
Well, and it's humane too. I mean,
there's nothing human about it.
No, it's a whole process. It's not.
No, it's actually to preserve the animals. Yes. You have to cull them. We have more African oryx in Texas than in Africa because we preserve them.
Yeah.
But still, you don't give me a gun and tell me to shoot the giraffe. I'd be like, no, that's okay, man. You know what? I'll just go back and have some cheese and have a charcuterie board. Y'all go shoot the giraffe.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool
room.
But
the village eats for a month or whatever.
Yeah.
That. But,
yeah. No, they were a lot of fun. So we finally have a couple friend in Fredericksburg.
Nearby.
Oh, no, we have Mike and Sarah too.
Yeah.
I see Mark.
No, but it's so nearby. You can, I mean, you literally can just drive backwards.
Yeah.
I love that.
But of course, Adam's dental surgery is coming up next week. And so Mark started sharing a story about his own mouth.
Yeah, that was real helpful. Whenever you're going in for something you're a little bit anxious
really
about,
helpful.
And someone says, hey, man, let me tell you about how they broke my jaw, readjusted
they
that
had to
thing.
Move his whole had move jaw.
My, had to take my head off, put it back on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, thanks. Yeah. It actually did make me feel a bit better because whatever he went through was horrible.
Well, yeah, because his mouth was rubber banded shut.
But he was 16 or 17. I'm 58.
You'll be fine. You got all your drugs today.
So I was, Oh yeah. Well, there's that. So there's Hollywood and Hollywood and Maverick as my dental team.
Zach, Hollywood is the hottie dentist.
Zach is Hollywood, and Maverick is Mitch. He's a pilot, he calls me, hey, Adam, from his cell phone, because you know this is a big deal, and they're working together, and you know, typically what I have.
They're probably like the meteorologists that are so jacked up because a hurricane is coming. They're like, oh man, look at this job. Look at this job we have coming in, this dude coming
in.
I
think you're right. That's definitely
the
meteorologist. We can't believe our luck, everybody.
I'm sure. Because how often do they get to do this?
Not often. Typically, the insurance won't do this. It's not cheap. So people just like rip everything out. Here's your dentures. You know, that's it. So we're saving all this stuff and it's technical. And so they're having meetings. So Mitch calls me. It's like, hey man, just want to talk to you yesterday. So, you know, a week before the surgery, how you feeling? I said, I'm pretty fucking anxious. If you don't mind me saying, oh man.
And you know what, Adam, I can feel your anxiousness, your anxiety.
Course.
And this is so not you. But you are not an anxious person at all, and I can feel it.
No, I'll be okay.
No, of course.
But the worst part is still yet to come.
Yes.
So, you know, we're chatting, and I ask him again, so tell me about because it's a two-step procedure. You know, it's going to be half a year before I'm kind of close to done. So the first thing, it's going to be 3-4 hours.
Yes.
He says, oh, man, there's no one else. You're my only guy, only patient. Thanks. You're my only patient for the whole day.
Thanks.
And it's going to be great. It's going to be, you know, we're going to want to drug you up. It's going to be cool. And, you know, but it's a really technical process with the bone grafting. So he scrapes a little bone, takes a little blood, has some, I think, human Uyghur bones probably. And they spin that up in a centrifuge.
The poor Uyghurs.
And then, thank you, Uyghurs. And he opens up your gums, and he puts in the bone, and then that has to heal. And so he says two things. First, he said, and I do appreciate him. He says, "Hey, Adam. Okay, so I want you to really be brushing. You know, of course, I'm very diligent.
Yes,
I'm very diligent.
Yeah.
He said a little bit more than you would, and let's do.
No wonder you've been in the bathroom
extra
so much.
Yes, of course. Do you know what this is costing? I'm not gonna jeopardize this for 1 second. Not one thing is gonna jeopardize it. And here it comes. And he says, Adam, the vaping is fine. You can vape THC. You got to stop putting fire in your mouth now, because I just don't want it to be dry, and I want it to be as healthy as possible. Because I told him, I was like, I smoke weed and
all day long.
And he says, can you pull stop. It back. I said, no, he didn't say stop. I said, I'm going to stop, man. He said, that's really good. It's the fire. It's heating up your mouth. I don't give a shit about anything else. I don't care about the, what do you call it? When it gets on your teeth, staining or anything. That's not the problem. It's just you're drying out your gums. Oh. It's horrible. And drink lots of water. Okay. So we're going through all that. So I'm like, okay. And then he says, okay. So we hope it all goes well. I said, What did you say? He said, no, what I meant is, I hope you heal well.
Oh.
And I said, okay. Because he said, the operation, the procedure will be fine. He says, but healing, yeah, that's also up to your body. I can't determine how fast that will go or how it will be. He says, but by preparing and doing all these things, it will make it a lot easier. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing.
So
I'm a little bit on fucking edge, if you don't mind, that I haven't had a goddamn smoke all day. I'm sorry to take the Lord's name in vain, but it came out like that. Okay, I'm better now.
Drink some more wine, dude.
I'm better now.
I know, babe.
Here's the funniest story of all. So, our friends Rob and Tiffany. So, we're supposed to go to Switzerland.
Yes.
To Switzerland.
Yes.
That's what we're supposed to do.
You ruined it, yes.
I did. They, for her birthday... in January, they have a chalet with a chef and, you know, staff.
Yeah, beautiful.
And come on out. It's going to be a couple friends of theirs.
And I was so honored that we were included in that friend group.
Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
Because we really love them.
So I'm looking. I said, babe, it's going to be a couple weeks into the first surgery. I don't know. I'm going to have to be kind of under observation. If something happened, you know, these sutures have to come out because they're not self-dissolving for all kinds of reasons, because they're great. I don't feel comfortable being away from, you know, Hollywood and Mav in case something happens.
Hollywood and Mav. Show title.
in case something happens.
Yeah. So, you don't want to be in another country.
So she says, well, you got to tell him.
Yeah, I was like, it's your mouth.
So I call up Rob. I said, hey, man, how you doing? You know, we're chatting. I said, oh, man, I got to tell you what's going on with my mouth. And I go through this whole thing that I just explained. And then I say, so this kind of sucks. It's kind of bad news because I really don't feel, I mean, we can't come to Switzerland because I have to be kind of close to the team here in case something happens. He says, oh, man. I thought you were going to ask me to donate bone or something. He literally thought that I was going to ask him to donate bone.
And then he said, his mom or his dad needed a kidney. And Tiffany told him, no, you're not giving up your kidney. So I'm sure if you were asking for bone, she'd be like, nope, you're not giving up your bone.
Screw that guy.
That's funny.
That was so funny, man. I love that so much.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's my story. So I got a couple more days, and then actually on Monday it starts, and then with a pre-procedure for prepping for the temporaries, I won't bore everybody. And then on Tuesday, and then I probably will be out for a week. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, just
Yeah, because
no chewing, no anything for at least a week.
Yes, so I ordered my food processor. I ordered my blender.
Do you have straws? Did you get straws?
Oh, I forgot straws. I'll make sure you're all set. Well, you're under for 4 hours. I'll go stock up.
Yeah,
you're not gonna feel like eating that. You're not gonna feel like eating that.
Can you believe that? 4 hours?
No,
a long time.
Yeah, no. But you know what? It'll seem like you'll be put out, and you'll wake up and.
Yeah, sure.
It'll be
sure. Thanks, darling. Yes. That's what everyone said.
No, so I definitely want to say prayers up. Please pray for Adam. I mean, it's happening on Monday and Tuesday, and please, yes, because the power of prayer really makes a difference.
Oh, so, my goodness!
I'm going to make sure the whole Bridge Church prays.
You don't have to make the whole church.
You can do a prayer request. I'm totally doing that.
Okay,
I'm totally doing that.
Can they do a song for me?
Yeah, what would you
with
like?
A solo?
Some striper?
Yeah. Yes. Anything with a solo.
So speaking of solo, so we had Pastor Jimmy and Annette over for dinner.
This was fantastic. Well, of course, there was some always drama with the Currys, but it was so nice to have them over.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Just lovely. Tell everyone how it was.
We had a great night. We made K&C steaks. We made ribeyes and, had a nice dinner. Started with the charcuterie board.
We had some vino.
Vino, yeah.
Which Pastor Jimmy and I drank the most of the vino.
Yes, I had one glass.
This was your first official glass.
I was like, I can't get sauced up in front of Pastor Jimmy.
But that was your first glass after 75 days. And how did you feel
it was good, but I only had one tiny glass because I was very concerned.
Did you feel any
No, because I spaced it out with water. Mm-hmm. I was very, very cautious.
How is it now?
It's good. It's going down easy, baby. Yeah.
How you feel?
Going down easy.
Friends don't let friends podcast drunk.
But I did work out twice today in preparation for the show, knowing I was consuming extra calories.
I know.
Calories. And, it's a mind thing.
And tomorrow morning before Thanksgiving, got to do some more.
It's a mind thing. So we had a lovely evening. And Pastor Jimmy really loved Phoebe, and Phoebe was letting him pet her, and so that wasn't a problem. And then they were getting ready to go. Like I said, lovely, lovely evening. They were here for about 3 hours or so, and they were getting ready to go, almost four, maybe three and a half. And Annette went to pet Phoebe, and Phoebe growled at her and snapped at her. And it scared Annette.
Everybody scared her.
Yes.
Well, we were all kind of standing around. They were on their way out the door.
Yes.
And she's like, goodbye, Phoebe. And like, one, two, three, pop, 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 pop. And of course, her hand was going up and Phoebe, it was very distressing for everybody.
Oh, yeah. And so.
Very distressing.
And they were so gracious. I mean, it scared Annette, but she was very gracious. And Tina's
like, she's racking up the Glock. I'm like, no, baby, don't shoot don't. She's just a dog, honey, please. You got your knife out. You're like ready to slit her throat. My baby, she's just...
not true. But I was mortified. Yeah. I was embarrassed. I would have been devastated if she would have hurt Annette. I would have just... And so I was very angry. And I was like, she's got to go. She's got to go. This has happened to Weldon. It happened to Chris. And now it's happened to Annette. And this dog has trauma. And we can't seem to fix it. And so... At night, you were like, we need to have a unified front. Let's try and find a solution to this. And I said, right now, I just don't feel, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at my meters while listening to you.
Oh, okay. Are you
entranced
by what I'm saying?
I'm going to have to put up a wall. You can't be looking at me.
Oh, okay. You're looking at me. You're not looking away. So anyway, back to the story. So anyway. So it was at night, and he said, I think we just need to pray about it. And
No, that's not true.
Oh, I got the story wrong?
No. Yes.
Oh.
So I think I said that earlier. It's like, this is something to pray about, but that was in the kind of like, it was very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's a lot, then things get said and like, so let's just be very calm. And and then I actually woke up at like 2 or 3 in the morning, and I prayed about it. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh,
what
do I do here? And and I literally just start going on Google, and then all of a sudden,
well, wait, let me, can I get to this part before you say what you came to?
Yeah.
Okay. So I get up early because I get up early to do my Bible recap. And so I start praying, and I'm like, please, Holy Spirit, just please give us direction on what we can do with her. we love this dog. I don't want to give her away. I mean, we're attached to her. And it just came clear to me, like, you need to get her in a boot camp. You need to, she needs somebody who can just solely focus on her. And so when Adam got up in the morning and I was sitting at the counter and I turned to you and I said, I think we need to send her to a boot camp. And you said,
you prayed about it.
Yes. And I said, we need to send her to a boot camp.
And I said, oh, okay. So I prayed at 3 a.m. and it wasn't actually Google. It was Neva. Okay. And, cause I don't use Google.
Okay.
And I've always felt like organic, just let it come to me. And I'm looking for training and whatever. And, you know, dog that is great, except with people. And then all of a sudden I get into behaviorists. And then up pops this ex-Marine who has a company, and they do, you know, like 1 week, 2 week, 4 week, and it's right there. The dog is reactive. All of a sudden, she's nipping. This is it. But it was so strong that it came to me. And then when you said that in the morning, I'm like, and there you go.
We're like, okay,
and there you go.
Yep. Yeah,
because we've had this before a long time ago with Phoebe, and it was very stressful. Didn't resolve that quickly. Wasn't quickly resolved. Mm-mm. It was not. So thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes. So we were so grateful for that. And I know that Pastor Jimmy was happy to hear that because he was like, I hope they don't get rid of her because of this.
And then.
Yes.
After our lovely meal.
Yes.
And then. Sunday, the service, and I wasn't able to watch it because I was actually talking to the Marine guy.
Yes, the dog.
And
the dog
they're coming on Saturday.
Yeah.
And they take her for a week, and then it's unlimited transition.
Yes.
Because he says, look, if we can't do it, then I should be firing all of us. It's unlimited because we'll get exactly what you want. Mm-hmm. And I said, I want her off leash. Mm-hmm. I want her to, of course, alert us. Because he said, do you want her to not bark or bark like when you're in the shower? Said, that would be great. Yeah, I want her to bark if something's going on. If I say the code, then stop. And I want her to sit in her place when people come in. And he says, we can do all of that.
Okay.
He's trained alligators, horses. He trained the
horses.
Yes.
He trained horses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. But he did the ordnance dogs. He was with Clinton's campaign, Clinton administration, mm-hmm. went all over the world, mm-hmm. and the Marines would be doing the dogs for bomb sniffing and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh wow, you trained that? I said, oh, Adam, you have no idea how many parents ask me to train their dog to find drugs.
I know.
And I went, yeah, I would like that too, because I often misplace my drugs. Could you please?
Say that
yes,
too?
Of course. You know me. You know
you don't
me.
Misplace them.
I know where they are now. I just can't have them.
Right.
And I may never smoke the flower again. I may just go to
You've heard it here. Wait.
No,
November 23rd.
No, don't do that.
7:09 p.m.
It's very difficult for someone who's an addict.
Oh.
let me stand in my own truth. Don't hold me to it yet.
Okay.
But I'm going to try.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no reason. I mean, I need to stop eventually. I can't be smoking weed. Well, I guess I could.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson still with us.
Yeah.
God bless him.
But you were saying on church on Sunday.
Oh.
So you finally, yes.
Right. So you come home, because I was talking with the guy for almost an hour, and normally I get this extra hour magically on Sundays where I have, or a half hour so I can see the sermon. It was not happening. And I had a lot of show to do. And so you come home. Did you see this? No, I got to watch it. And so then I watch it after No Agenda, and I made a clip.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I love clipping podcasts, and this, I think, is the first sermon that I've clipped.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, what a nice surprise.
So here we go. Okay. This is Pastor Jimmy at Bridge Church from this past Sunday.
Okay. I was visiting with somebody on Friday night, and he said that he was not a follower of Jesus, but for years, God put people all around him. And one day it dawned on him, everybody I look up to and respect is a Christian. They're a follower of Jesus. He's like, I'm the outlier. What's wrong with me? And he began a search, a journey of faith, and he has found what he was looking for. I heard that testimony. I was just reminded of how he asked questions and they simply answered the questions. And he shared with me on Friday night that now people are asking him questions. And what's he doing? He's answering the questions. See, we're not out there just blabbing it and just going to town with it. When our life is compelling because the Holy Spirit is upon us, people will ask questions because they will see Christ in you and they will see Christ upon you. Does that make sense?
I love this.
Oh my gosh.
So much.
Oh my gosh.
And I sent it to the four men in my life who he's referring to, and they probably don't really know from each other. And they all send such beautiful notes back, very emotional, really just...
I hope you shared that with Pastor Jimmy. It brings tears to my eyes.
I'm doing it on the show. I hope he listens to our little podcast.
He does listen. They both do.
In fact, one of them literally said, "Thank you for seeing the Christ and upon in and upon me."
Oh,
I mean, it's just like, oh man, this is so awesome.
So, I know it's
and
so great.
And then he immediately had a little wink to you.
To this day, when I get around certain individuals, I want to know more about them. What makes them tick? Why do you have peace? Why do you have patience in this crazy world? Why are you so kind? Why? How can you be gentle when there's road rage to be had? How can you be gentle when you're driving? That is the power of the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you.
That was for you. I know it 100%. I heard him in his mind go, let me mess with Tina now for a second. Hold on. When there's road rage to be had.
Thank you, Pastor Jimmy.
Yes, that was a real treat. That was very, very nice.
I do want to say, though, that when they were here, when they came here, they gave me a beautiful photo for my baptism, which is in my Bible. But at dinner, I turned to him and I go, you know, he has these buckets that he uses as a visual when he's doing a sermon. And I said to him, I go, I just want to know, how attached are you to those buckets? Because when you turn paper. It around, it has the word corrosive on it. He had said that somebody else had mentioned it to him, but
he seems kind of attached to him, though. Yeah. I think he does seem kind of attached.
I said maybe he said he could possibly work that word in some way. Anyway, it was a lovely, lovely evening, nice. And Annette and I have a blossoming friendship, which I'm really grateful for too. She's a lovely person.
Y'all went shopping.
We did.
We had wine drinking. Did you go wine drinking?
No. I was driving. But no, we had a really nice day. Yeah, she's awesome. I'm glad that I met her and I'm getting to know her.
It's been really exciting this past. But this past fortnight.
Yes, yeah, so I did.
In the compound.
I dropped her off and I went into her house and Pastor Jimmy was practicing and with his guitar.
Solos. He's practicing his solos.
And he had his guitars on the wall and I said, "Oh yeah, Adam's got guitars too." I said, "But he doesn't play them. They're just they're there for show." I go, "But he did order the Keith Urban guitar and all the lessons from QVC." Anyway, I thought that was funny.
Well, I did say to Jimmy, Pastor Jimmy, I said, "Hey, man, how come none of those Christian songs have solos?" Because he says, "I hear you, man." I said, "I know you're because he plays electric guitar. He said, man, just rip a 15-second, do three bars of a solo, and then we're good."
What did I say? I go, "Just for the record, I'm not. I don't want a guitar solo during worship
music. I want guitar solos. That would make the song just that much better."
So that was really nice. I'm glad that you clipped that.
Of course.
But so back to Miss Phoebe. So she's off on Saturday for boot camp for 1 week, and we had to buy her a Silence of the Lamb muzzle.
Oh, if you've never seen this, this is the Baskerville, I think, basket muzzle. Because now she's a nipper, and the Marine says, "Look, you just got to put this on her for the beginning, because obviously she's going to nip at me. I can't stop my automatic reaction from pulling my hand away, but if she's got a muzzle on, I won't do it. And if I pull my hand away, we're actually reinforcing the wrong behavior. So just get this and then put it on."
So we have to have it on her when
I don't know that answer.
Okay.
But I have to have one.
Okay.
I put it on her and she's like, "Whatever." And it looks just like what we got.
This dog will let us do anything to her.
Send me that picture. I got to put it in the show notes. She looks like Hannibal Lecter.
She will let us do anything to her. She will. She will let us do it. I wipe her paws. I roll her on her back. I clean her ears.
She
brush her teeth.
Smiles at us. Everything's great except
she doesn't like other people.
I know it's a behavior that can be fixed. I know that these guys, you know what's happening?
Yeah.
These guys are going like, man, this is easy money. This is an easy one. We'll make a big deal. Keep the dog
because
for a week.
Because she's going to be really docile with the trainer in her house.
Which I said. He said, no, that's perfect. Now we can put the behavior in. And then, of course, when we bring her back, she's going to try and get away with it. But that's what the transition lesson is for. So we're going to, it's teaching us. It's 75% us.
No,
obviously.
Of course, because we have to reinforce it.
But I'm so happy that this is the solution. I feel good about it. And
me too.
You see this dog. He's a good dog.
He's
a good dog. We just, she hates other people. It's a small thing. Particularly women, I might point out.
No, she doesn't like Mark Hall. She didn't like Weldon.
But the ratio of women to men who she's nipped at.
Oh, she loved my daughter Elise when Elise came here.
I'm telling you, and same with Christina. She didn't take 1 second to recognize that as family. I don't know what that is.
Maybe she can smell the bloodline.
Something.
Yeah. Well, tell them about the reindeer games that happened in the front yard. It is mating season here in Hill Country.
I've never seen this.
There are bucks everywhere chasing these does, and
they look real scared.
The does are like, dude, get away from me. And these bucks are just.
No, we were walking. Phoebe and I were walking back the other morning. I hear like sticks fall, like branches falling through the trees. Like, what is going on? And she's got her ears up. It was two bucks going at it, clock, 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 locking horns, clock, clock. And just as we rounded the corner, bomb, the one buck clocks the other one out. And right away it's, hey, baby, here I go, here I go, here I go.
You actually saw the mating?
Yeah, no, I saw the mating ritual, which is basically, I'm going to get you. You have no chance of escaping. And there's all these other deer all around it going, hey, fight, 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 fight. It's beautiful to watch. It's really incredible. And then there's turkeys walking around. These huge turkeys just all of a sudden show
just
up.
Just time for the season.
But that's it. I mean, I've lived in cities most of my life or in countries where there are no turkeys. And you kind of get it. It's like it's Thanksgiving. Literally turkeys walk through our garden. It's like... I understand.
I saw two of them yesterday, when I was driving.
Yeah, this was not symbolic. Yeah. It's like people were out in the prairie in the 1700s. Like, wow, what is it? No, it's November. What's that turkey? Good.
Yeah.
Let's have it for Thanksgiving.
But those bucks, you cannot get near them because they start taking their hooves and pushing their hooves down. Yeah, rutting. Yeah.
No, they can be very aggressive.
Yeah. They don't want to be... They don't want to be bothered. That's for sure. Let's see. I have a couple things on my list. Oh, so Elise, my daughter, came in to see us. This was a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And
was that? She was here in between shows.
Yes. Yeah, she was in between shows. Right. And she came in for about 4 days. She came in. And
so nice to have her.
It was so nice. And like we said, Phoebe loved her, but I totally messed up. We were having a car pick her up at the at the airport,
Zachary,
and I messed up because her flight was getting in at 12:30 a.m. and I said Thursday a.m. and really it was Friday. And so, Adam, you pointed out, you were like, you loved the fact that I messed up on that because you said I always point out your typos when you're tweeting.
Now, you've been slipping a lot on things lately.
Am I?
Yes, you've been slipping on you've got typos in your posts.
I do?
You know you do.
You corrected one.
It's interesting to watch. You know, you're not infallible. I thought, wow, man, she never makes a mistake with anything. And now I feel a little better.
Okay.
I think it's due to excessive texting.
I'm glad I could come down to your level, babe.
Oh, bam, bam, bam. Meow, meow. Oh, baby, it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice to have Elise over.
Yeah, it was fun. And like we said,
had a good time.
Yeah, it was really nice to see her. And then I get to see my other daughter.
And she's doing well.
Yes, she's doing really, really well. And I get to see my other daughter And beginning of December, she's flying into Austin. So I got to see her. So yeah, so even though we don't get to see him on the holidays, I got to see them before the holidays. And speaking of the holidays.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Is Thanksgiving. And we have a number of misfits dropping by, I'm
we
sure.
We do. We have Allison.
All right. Coming. Allison coming for another bite.
Yes.
We'll put the muzzle on Phoebe. Put the muzzle on her.
Yes, because Phoebe, that was the first person that Phoebe met was Allison.
Drew blood. I'm going to put the muzzle on Phoebe tomorrow.
And then my friend Dale's coming, and Dale was the one that wrote me the song for my birthday saying pretty much how miserable I am.
Yeah, you're a horrible person.
And then, of course, my BFF, Brian, he's coming.
You know, okay. Brian.
Oh, yes, I have some things to say.
Here's what's interesting.
Yes.
I've noticed that you have a particular laugh that you only use when you're laughing about or with Brian.
He's funny. He cracks me up.
But then you go on to share all the jokes, but it's not always in context of this ongoing thread. And I'm like,
okay, well, this will make you laugh. Okay. So we're talking about Thanksgiving.
And by the way, I like Brian.
I love Brian too. Cool. He's a great guy.
As far as I can throw him.
So he goes, I'll bring the preliminaries. I go, preliminaries? He goes, appetizers. I said, okay.
Oh.
He goes, I go, well, what are you going to bring? He goes, it's shrimp in a white wine sauce with capers and onions and a cream cheese covered in chipotle raspberry sauce topped with slivered almonds.
Holy, is he serious?
I go, are you serious? I said to him, I go, capers and raspberry sauce? That's a terrifying combo. And he goes,
may not be.
He goes, it's two separate recipes. Oh.
They're not together. That's like a Rachel.
That's like Rachel's trifle from Friends. He goes, here's what
the
is
banana and then the beef?
I know. I got a layer of bananas and whipped cream and then ground beef and mashed potatoes and peas. He didn't know. He did not know. He goes, you're mixing up two separate dishes, you moron. So I had to send him that. I had to send him that clip of Rachel with the trifle. I thought that was pretty funny.
So that's who's coming? Who else is coming?
That's it. Just the five of us. And I said to Brian, I said, do you have any white flour? I don't have white flour. I go, because we don't have any to make gravy, and I hope you know how to make gravy, because we don't.
No, we know how to make it. It just never succeeded.
Well, my girlfriend Teresa sent me a recipe, but it's like involves five different mushrooms, and I'm like, I don't have time for that.
Teresa makes different kind of stuff.
She's a good cook, and I just don't have time for that.
But I want the...
This is standard fare.
Yeah.
You're lucky I'm not opening up a jar for gravy.
You know, it would be better than all the gravy you and I...
We cannot get it together with this.
We're not gravy makers, man.
Yeah, can't get together. I did get my organic turkey, though. I got that. Nice. And we're just going to have standard fare. Turkey, stuffing, cranberry sauce.
I love it.
Carrots.
I love it. I'm so excited.
Rolls.
About it. I love it.
Mashed potatoes.
And of course, I'll be working for most of the day.
Yeah, but you're starting early.
So. Yeah, starting an hour earlier. So I'll be done around 3, 4, something like that.
Yeah. Oh, but I did send... I found this picture of this Jell-O mold that had boiled eggs and shrimp in the like clear gelatin.
It was disgusting. And this is what I mean, people. See, now you're gonna just laugh along with her because you won't see the picture. You don't understand what happened.
I'll give it to you for show notes.
It's when this is the ongoing humor thread of Tina and Brian.
Oh, but so he really thought. I go, I'm making this. I go, I'm making this for Thanksgiving.
He thought you were making that.
Oh, okay.
I knew that. I knew that if you sent that as a joke, he would be too polite. And he was like, well, what if she really is making that? I don't want to slam it if she's really making that.
And then he goes, I was just trying to gear myself up to stomach it when you were going to serve it.
I told you. It's exactly what happened. Like, oh, man, I was going to eat that crap at the Curry's. No.
So funny. So funny. One thing he did say, though, he said we should call the Cork Soakers Vineyard Nation. And I like that.
I like
Cork
Vineyard Nation.
Cork Soakers Unite, Vineyard Nation.
I'm going to write it down, Vineyard
Nation. Vineyard Nation.
There was something else someone said that fit really well. Vineyard.
Did you write it down?
No. I did not. Something you mentioned that someone said. By the way, who did our art today? I like this art.
Oh, yes. I will tell you.
Is this Mr. Robot? Is this...
Yes, Mr. Robot and Absurd Observations, which I've got a note from them as well. Yes, they made the artwork today, which is absolutely beautiful.
Do you want to read the note?
Well, it's all like donations and stuff. So if you want to head into the donation segment.
No.
Okay.
No, well, we're early.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We've been rocking ahead, baby. Like, I was expecting like an hour 45 today, but so far we're well on track.
I like how you poured your glass.
I'm sorry.
Jeez.
You know how quickly we forget. This is what happens. I'm not used to it anymore.
Not too much. Okay. I'm a lightweight.
How's that?
A little bit more. Jeez.
A little more. That's good. That's good? Okay. Yeah,
thank you.
Hey, cheers me again, baby. Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too.
It's so cool.
It's fun being married to you. You're a good time.
No, I'm all right. You know, you're not so bad yourself. It's a pretty good deal.
You're easy on the ice.
Yeah, pretty good deal. Well, wait until they rip all that shit out of my face.
your jaw's going to, you're going to be swollen. You're going to be like a chipmunk. Take pictures.
Yeah. No, you can take as many pictures as you want. It's going to look. Yeah. But I get the temporaries right away.
We also went to our friend Catherine and Brian's for dinner. And that was lovely.
She made this. Another great dinner we had.
I know. We have, well, Thanksgiving, and then we have one more dinner, and then we're done for a while. But yes, we went to their house. They live in Wimberley, and she made this.
Which is where Paul Simon lives, apparently.
Oh, that's right.
Paul Simon and Edie Brickell.
But she made this amazing Indian food spread. Like
that
it was
really, yeah, with the coconut rice and the tandoori chicken and the what else?
She said, "I'm making curry for the curries."
Yeah, it was really good.
And then I made my gluten-free paleo vegetarian shortbread bars, which were pretty good.
Catherine's mom, Kathy.
Yes,
love Kathy. She's fantastic, and of course Bella. And they were all at your baptism.
Oh, they're just lovely people. Well, I just
Brian's my kind of guy, though, man. It's like
you two are like tech heads.
I know. Well, yeah, tech heads. Like, hey, man. How's your Bitcoin doing?
I know.
Anyway, hey man, it's like I love that Marantz stereo. He had a Marantz classic Marantz stereo tuner.
You went right to it. It was reverberating energy.
I saw it. Oh my god, he's got a Marantz tuner amplifier. Oh, everyone used to have with the big heavy nut tuning knob.
Yeah, my ex boyfriend had those in high school. Yeah, but he had it all refurbished, right?
It's refurbished and also. And then he has a greenhouse. They have a greenhouse. Hello.
Nice plants in
there. Nice. There's nothing yet.
Oh, they have a cold plunge. Yeah, it's like a.
It's like a little compound.
Like a wonderland.
Yeah, it's like a little compound. And
Wonderland.
They got a little sauna thing going on there.
I want to go vacation at their house. But we were laughing at the end of the night. We were laughing about how we got our American Express cards. Remember?
Yes.
So Adam.
Wait, really?
We're going to talk about this story. So when I met Adam, his credit score was hovering around the 300s, I think.
No. Right. You tell the story your way.
Okay. All right. It was, mid fives. By the way,
can I just point out, I didn't give a shit. I didn't care. I had cash flow. I never cared about my credit score. Never cared.
Okay, I'm quadrant two.
And also, if I'm quadrant uno, if I may say, I came back into this country in 2012, so 10 years ago. So I had no credit. I was effectively, I had negative credit, as we're about to find out in the story.
So, being that I'm quadrant two,
Quadrant two?
Is this Seven Habits, baby? Come on,
Star Trek, Deep Space Nine.
We talked about this. Seven Habits.
Quadrant two.
I'm preventative. I'm in front of it. I'm strategic. I'm planning. Yeah. Yeah. So of course, my credit score is always in the 800s. If it's below 800s, then I got a problem.
Yes. big problem.
So I meet Adam.
Baby, I had the player handbooks. All I needed. I didn't need any credit score.
I know, because look what you scored, baby.
Just saying. I accessed the reptile brain. Score, gents.
Reptile brain. That's a good
DM for deets.
Oh, jeez. Reptile brain's another good show title. So I meet Adam. Yeah, he's got cash flow, but he has like no savings at all and a bad credit score. So anyway, we decide to leave Chase Bank because we're like, we don't like Chase Bank anymore. We don't like what they stand for. You know, you go woke, go broke. And so we're like, how much better American Express is, but
we opened up an account with the local bank.
Yes, we switched over
with our bank here, local in Fredericksburg, who were actually set up here for the local people. They outsource all the services, but it's still, it's local people. The people, when you go deposit a check through the drive through, they say, does Phoebe want a bone? Yeah. And they put the bone in the... that thing. So that's what I like.
Yes. And yeah. So we wanted to change our credit cards, and we really wanted all the perks that came with the American yeah. Express card. So Adam's like, I don't know. I just don't know if they're going to approve me.
Let me explain something.
Yeah. Okay.
When I left the United States in 1999, somehow, well, there was two things. I think there was like a $15 AT&T bill that was open, and there was a $65, I think it was, Centurion card or something like that. And of course I left and they never got a hold of me. So throughout the years, and even when we were together 5-6 years ago, you said, hey, we should, you know, you should get that American. I said, no. And I've tried. I've once in a while, like every 3 years, I'm like, hey, you guys send me another thing. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna apply.
And they're like, always, no.
Always. Not only that, not only would it be rejected, but because the fact that they looked at my credit score and it was rejected made it even go lower. It was actually negative for the credit score.
So Adam and I, you know, we enter into this relationship. I whip him into shape. I get him to pay his bills on time. You did. I'm like, why are you holding onto these bills? Just pay them.
Stop. I always make sure. Independent, little guys, right away, I pay you on the spot. But you know... AT&T, it's like, I hate you. I just hate you.
So I'm not going to pay you, and I'm going to
wait for the reminder.
I'm going to tank my credit score because I hate you.
But that's the part I never cared about. Well, it's like, because I hate you. That's right. Okay. My heart was black. Was filled with hate towards corporations. Literally, corporations like, fucking hate you. No, I'm going to pay you when you send the reminder.
Okay, so enter in quadrant two here. Like, What? We gotta shape you up. So anyway, we went on this path, and look at you now. When you bought your car, they're like, oh my gosh, Mr. Curry, look at your credit score. It's phenomenal. You couldn't wait to come home to tell me. I was so proud. It was like, my plan worked. So anyway, so we decided to get the American Express cards, and you're like, I don't know. Sure enough, he gets approved. His arrives. Okay, so.
It's the platinum. So this is for all the big points. The big point, big money maker card.
And so here's me, 800 credit score for most of my life. Here's Adam, work in progress. Finally got him up to my level. He gets his American Express card. This beautiful box with a silver bow. I think there was potpourri in it. I'm not sure.
I think angels literally came out.
And he pulls the card out. It says, since 1988.
Oh, there's my card. Card member since 19. That's very brazen. Those guys put that on there. It's very brazen because they literally shunned me.
And
they shunned me.
Where the hell is my card?
And that was from the Centurion. I was a Centurion. I was a bogus Centurion member in 1988. Now they're like platinum. And it came in velvet. It was in a velvet box. Again.
They were chocolates. You open it.
It's like, do you smell that, darling? It's my American Express card.
And you're boasting. You're like, and I'm like, where's my card? Like, where's my freaking card? It didn't come for another week in a plain envelope. I'm the one that trained you.
The sticker label was a little crooked. It wasn't even on straight.
I think my name was spelled wrong. I don't know.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah. You've come a long way, Grasshopper.
Oh, thank you very much, baby. It's all because of you.
Now it's time to hear from the Corksoakers.
Hey, Corksoakers, how you doing?
We got to hear from those Corksoakers now.
Yeah. What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Corksoakers.
Oh, that's right.
Did you have any notes? I think there was a decanting note. Oh, yes. Did you just pick your phone up? Because I hear
no.
it.
No. Oh, I put it over here.
Yeah, move it over. Move it over.
I wanted to read
because let me guess. You got a text message?
No. Okay. No, I was reading the text message about the food from Brian. I it's on Do Not Disturb. Okay, I have several things to
what
say.
What do you have? Okay.
First off, I wanted to thank Dame Kathy and Sir Bob. They sent us 3 bottles of wine. It was 3 bottles of Bordeaux. They're sitting in the...
These are the ones with the little cards on it?
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yes, so thank you, thank you.
Where are they from?
You know, there was no card in it. He had sent me a message on social media, so I'm not sure where they're from.
We had one of them, didn't we? Didn't we drink one of those?
No, I'm saving them.
Huh. For what?
For, I don't know.
I'm ready.
Special time?
How about tomorrow? Thanksgiving.
Okay. We'll do it. Okay. We'll drink it for Thanksgiving. We also got a wine from Renee, who was in my 75 hard group. And I love Renee. We've become such good friends. We text every day. And I've got to go to Florida.
Really?
I have to go to Florida to meet her because I just love her.
You guys are like two peas in a pod.
We get along so well.
And here's what's so cool. Now, I will say you're very good at all kinds of advice for your friends. Certainly clothing, because you know you also have a lot of experience in some retail. So I guess it was like, oh, I know, what am I going to wear for Christmas? And then you're advising her. And what's really interesting is like, I see this all unfolding because I grew up with women, so I know women. I love studying women. Yes. That's why I can access the reptile brain.
Okay, no, not anymore. Hello?
I access yours more than you know. And you're like, oh, you need it. And you said, look at this. And you've got this leather pencil skirt. And I'm like, I wonder how long it'll take before Tina gets her leather pencil skirt, because this is clearly what she's going to be wearing for Christmas. You guys are so cute. You're so cute.
Yeah, I helped her with her holiday outfit, and she looks phenomenal in it.
That was the picture you sent. That looks great on her.
Yeah, I showed.
Why did I not see your head? It was only
because I don't know. That's the picture she sent. She wanted me to see the outfit.
It was just her neck and
I was just looking at the outfit.
Oh, okay. But I need to see the whole, it's important to see the whole thing. I mean, I'm very good. I'm really honest.
Yes.
I need to see the whole thing.
We worked on jewelry. She's got to work on shoes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she also
What shoes? What shoes? Got to be pumps.
Black strappy. No, it's the Florida. Black strappy.
Oh, low?
Yeah.
Low?
No. She's got to have a little bit of a heel. Not too high, because you know,
thick
your
heel?
Feet hard,
thick
sir. Heel? I got to see what she's got. She's coming back to me.
But a pencil skirt literally kind of has to be pumpy.
Well, hers is a wrap, more of a wrap.
Yeah, I don't care. It has to be a little pumpy.
Listen, I got it, okay?
Listen, I'm the expert, okay? Just telling you.
Anyway, so she sent us a bottle of wine also. And actually, the wine is from the vineyard of the lead singer from the band Tool. Because she loves, she loves like really like music like that.
Oh,
like,
we got to have that.
Yes. The bottle's so beautiful. And she said that they sell out very quickly. So that was really sweet. So I wanted to tell her or thank her for that bottle of wine. So that's appropriately labeled.
Okay.
Okay. And then we got another bottle of wine from Mr. Robot and Absurd Observations. And they went to Augusta Vine, which is one of our favorite vineyards.
Yes, it is.
And so I want to read their card. So it says, from the first Curry and the Keeper, during every episode thereafter, I prayed for God for one thing. Then one magical night under a beautiful star-filled sky in a pasture in Georgia, and with a bonfire started by Mr. Will Harris, I bonded with, then fell in love with my soulmate and love of my life. Cork Soakers are now united.
Who was this?
Mr. Robot and Absurd Observations.
He fell in love during that night? I didn't realize this.
Yes. And he
said, my goodness, how lovely.
I know. I didn't want to read the note until the show. Isn't that great? So we're making love connections too.
It's a love connection.
And it says, P.S. Lovely serving you Brazilian style at the kill it and grill it at the KNC. She says, kick it and grill it. So that was.
How nice.
And they're the ones that created the artwork for today's show. So wait till you see this artwork. It's amazing.
Oh,
isn't that
okay.
cool?
Okay. Now it makes sense.
Yes. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. So this is, Mr. Robot. There's a number of people who are all part of the Beef Initiative, Texas Slim, I Am Texas Slim.
Yes.
Which is all volunteer work. Yeah. And it's just beautiful, beautiful people.
Yeah.
And we talked about the Kill It and Grill It, didn't we, on the last show? Did we talk about that on the last show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We did.
Oh, how nice. And then, and yeah, of course, he came by. I was doing a show, I think it was a Friday. I had to do the 2.0. But he came by and dropped the wine off. How nice.
No, I think it was Thursday.
Thursday.
No, Jenna.
Maybe, might have been Thursday.
We just got another bottle of wine from Christina Henry, who has now become a good friend of mine as well. So I love her too. So she said, Adam and Tina, just a little something to celebrate Tina's 75 hard baptism and Thanksgiving. Wishing you a wonderful holiday season. And remember, Tina, the Christian thing to do is let Adam have some of the good wine now that 75 yeah. hard is finished.
Yeah, exactly. Thank
much
you very much.
Much love to you both, Christina and Charlie too. Dame Christina and Sir Robert Charles. So
thank you very
so
much.
That just came yesterday, and she also sent a beautiful little Thanksgiving plaque.
That wasn't
and a,
this one.
And
that, was, it, was that this
no.
one? No. This is a different one.
And yeah. then.
I like this one. This is very complex.
That's very good.
It's very
yeah.
complex.
She
I like
said
it.
That she bought all, is that a 2018?
2016, this is.
She bought all 2016s because of John C. Dvorak's recommendation. She
yes,
told me that a long time
because
ago.
But you can't wait too long. You have to consume them. This is perfect.
Yes.
It's perfect, this.
And then yesterday also we received a gift from Robin Phillips. And Robin is in our 75 Hard group. And mm-hmm. she had phenomenal success
results.
Too with
mm-hmm.
the program too. And she said,
can I just say something? Kiss me.
Yeah.
Kiss me.
Oh,
kiss me.
Oh.
That's right. Just need a kiss.
That's a new
sometimes
thing.
Sometimes I just need a kiss from
okay.
you. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too, baby. Right. Okay. So she says, Curry and the Keeper and Phoebe too. Thank you for sharing yourselves with us cork soakers. By the way, I need a decanting, please.
Oh, we got that for you.
I don't hear
oh,
it.
I'm sorry. I was hearing
that's
it over here.
My there producer, go. People.
Sorry
you've
about that.
Been decanted.
I heard it.
I didn't hear you. Like, woohoo!
No,
I'm like,
okay. I'm going to cut that out. No one will ever know what happened.
Okay. So she says, your show has been a saving grace to me, especially a connection to the 75 Hard crew. Some of that jobs karma from another amazing podcast sprinkled upon me. After having no jobs during COVID, working since I was 15, that karma left me with a full-time job and another part-time job. I love both of them and would rather wear out than rust. So listening to your show while I am in my territory preserves my leaky bucket.
Aww.
I love that.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I love the fact that you are transparent in all you share and find myself laughing along and or agreeing with one side or another. And what she did, the note is much longer, but what she did is she sent us a gift card to Total Wine.
And she sent
Phoebe some treats, which she loves, Robin.
Is that the chicken stuff?
Yeah, the chicken pot pie treats. Yeah. And she also sent Phoebe a toy, which I got her to play
you
with a
did.
Little bit.
It was amazing.
I did, yes.
It was more than I've ever seen her play. She was like,
this dog doesn't
I think
play.
She just wanted to like make you stop, but I don't know what it was. But she tried. tried for a second.
Yes.
For a hot second, she tried.
Yeah,
there.
So many people have sent us wine, and we are so grateful.
Oh,
thank you.
It's incredible. We are doing so well on the wine, so well on the love, so well on the feedback. You're really hurting me, people, on the value for value. And I just want to explain that when we started this, it was only podcasting 2.0, which means it's not on Apple, it's not on Spotify, it's not on Google, it's not on Amazon. There's reasons for that. And it's not about the amount of Satoshis or anything. I just like to see a few more people. Just give it a try. And I have a proposition. We just did a whole podcast with a whole bunch of guys about this today. Just get the Fountain app. You can get it on your App Store or in your Google Play Store. And listen to all of your favorite podcasts on that app because you will earn Satoshis. And it's about one Satoshi a minute or something. So after 10 days or so, you'll have maybe 100 Satoshis that you can send to us. I just want people to feel what it feels like.
Yes.
This is not about money. This is, well, of course it is ultimately.
But you want them to experience the experience.
I want you to do it because then you can show the next person how to do it.
Yes.
This and believe me, this will be the way forward for all kinds of content. So be a leader, be a representative of podcasting 2.0.
If I can do it, anybody can do it. You set up my Breeze account for me.
Yes.
And Breeze, that's another wallet, and I have Bitcoin in it. You didn't like the picture that I selected, remember? You were like, what is that picture?
This is all so new, and it's completely messed up, and it's broken, and it's hard, and it's complicated, but it represents freedom. And I'm working day and night with a group of really dedicated people to make it easier, make it better. And so just using it really helps. That's besides, I love sharing our lives with everybody. That's the only other thing I want to get out of this podcast. The wine, we're winning on the wine.
Yeah.
We're winning on the
wine. And remember that Bitcoin is not cryptocurrency.
Oh.
It's different. Remember that.
Do I love this woman or what?
I've learned from the master. Look at, we teach each other. I teach you to increase your credit score. You teach me about Bitcoin. It's a win-win.
And the thing is,
I'm a little tipsy.
Have another. I'm going to give you a little drop
there.
Come on,
good.
Baby. Come on, baby. Come
No. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
It's tonight, tonight. I have to wait till
I'll be
Saturday.
Sleeping on the couch in a few minutes.
Let's thank a couple of people who are very dedicated boosters. And of course, Sir Brian with an I right at the top.
Of course.
Right
if
at the
didn't,
top.
If he didn't, I'd be angry. I'd be texting
right
him.
Right at the top.
Boost.
Sir Brian with an I, 100,000 Satoshis. And he says, tum, 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 on today's episode of Law and Order, we have the case of who left the lid up.
Oh, I have to tell a story about that.
All right, hold on. Let me get through the note here. The defense would like to refer the jury to the forensic evidence proving that defendant B never once entered the bathroom. Sorry, Julie. May God have mercy on your soul. Sincerely, executive producer Dick Wolf.
Julie.
Good one. Good one, Brian.
So we talked about that last show where Adam was like, somebody left the lid up, and I think
it was totally Julie.
And you put it in the show notes, and apparently she looks at the show notes before she listens to the show, and she goes, I'm so nervous. I see that in the show notes. Did I go to the bathroom and not flush the toilet? She was so worried.
I love the trauma that I create.
Right.
I'm so proud of myself. I have an 800 credit score and I can traumatize women with a single idea.
Anyway, thank you, Brian.
Oh, it's very funny.
Glad you redeemed yourself.
We got 94,500 from a user with a long number. We thank you. No note there.
Oh.
Silver Owl R12. This is interesting. This is a combo boost. Numerology is everything. 77769. Okay. It's a striper nasty.
Oh.
It's a nasty striper boost. And it's from Breeze, actually, from the Breeze app.
Oh.
He says, Jesus loves nude podcast apps.com.
Oh, no.
Okay. Boost for Jesus. Absolutely. Well, how about this?
What?
This is probably from, yes, Mr. Robot. Let me just make sure I got this all right here. Make sure I don't miss anything. Yes. 50,000. I am Texas Slim, which of course is the podcast. Mm-hmm. Tina, it was great getting to meet you in person at the Kill It and Grill It. This podcast has really helped me show the value for value in relationships with the foundation of communication. We will get that wine to you for our appreciation for what you
and
both give to us. Mr. Robot says, hashtag Corksoakers Unite.
Yep.
Aww.
Yeah, thank you.
And he did
so
come
much.
By. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And there's Comic Strip Blogger, another one of our beautiful friends, 33,015 Satoshis. Dearest Tina, Adam, and Corksoaker crew, please place AI.cooking into any podcast app or web browser to enjoy being informed about which David Bowie himself called an alien life form artificial intelligence. Discover knowledge, news, and history along with TV show developer and multiple pub owner Gregory Foreman.
Yo.
Comic strip. He's, Comic strip blogger has been in my life for...
I know. You've said this before. Long time.
16, 17 years.
Did he start following you on Daily Source Code?
Daily Source Code.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell people what Daily Source Code is in case they don't.
So when Podcasting 1.0 was created, I did a show called Daily Source Code, which is literally meant for the developers of, we didn't have apps back then. We had programs. And they called them podcatchers because we didn't have podcast apps at the time.
And how long was the, how long were your shows on the Daily Source Code?
Oh, they were 20 minutes. Oh,
okay.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
Easily 20 minutes. But, you know, that's what the podcasting 2.0 is now, is I do the board meeting every Friday. It's I'm replicating the same system, works perfectly.
Yeah.
And Comic Strip Blogger is still there. And he motivated a lot of the No Agenda artists to put their Lightning wallet address in their profile.
Nice.
The last four album winners have gotten 10% of all the boosts going into their wallet. It's a Comic Strip Blogger.
Can we do that on our show? Well, we don't have an art generator.
Well, if so, I mean, so for instance, I can certainly give a split to Mr. Robot for this art. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
well, we didn't really bring any Satoshis in much.
Well, maybe if people know that they'll be supporting other people, maybe they'll bring in some. Get the fountain app, people. It's easy.
Oh, that was very kind. Thank you.
SLC 12345. Beto would have brought this show and many others to the next level.
Oh, goodness.
Too bad. Resisting much here in New York State. Our governor-elect would like us all to be her apostles. She is also trying to ban wood stoves. My wife may never have the chance to load a gasifier at 45 miles per hour. Wouldn't want to go out like that. Sir Doug with 10,000 sats, value for value. Thank you, Sir Doug. Chad Farrow with 10,000.
Oh, Chad, thank you.
You always, always put the seat down so nothing gets knocked into the toilet by accident. Case closed.
Excellent.
You are so right,
Chad. I like that logic.
7,500 from Boober. Thanks for the fun and the laughs. Hey, citizen, coming to us from Podverse, 6161. I've never seen a 6161. I don't have a Bible. So here's a passage from A Course in Miracles, lesson 61. I am the light of the world.
I have the Course in Miracles book.
You do?
You bought it for me, actually, a long time ago.
I did?
I wanted to ask Pastor Jimmy about that, too. Yes.
Mm-hmm. When did I? Did you ask for that?
Oh, this was before we were married.
You must have mentioned it. You must have mentioned it. Because when we were still, when I was courting, Tina would say, you know, if only I had a gray crayon.
Amazon,
right away.
You would just, you were very generous that way. Yes, you bought it for me. It must be in the box of books somewhere.
Must be.
Yeah.
The box of books. A box of books? I don't think so. It's multiple boxes.
It's the box of books.
Thank you, hey, citizen. Ville, 5,000 here. Oh, hey, the sauna talk is back.
Oh.
We know who this is. I got a dynamite idea for you. Build a yard sauna beside the pool, then turn off the heating in the pool. What heating in the pool? Then go to
it's
the
sauna. It's my cold plunge.
Then go to the... It is your cold plunge. Then go to the sauna so you get really hot. Then go to the pool so you get really cold. Repeat. You can do that shit indefinitely. It feels great. No.
Sounds like torture, actually. So
Danny, the pool doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Pool doctor. Danny, the pool doctor, was over here. He comes every 10 day, whenever he feels this right. I love Danny. Thank you, Danny. Danny, thank you. You are heaven sent because I wished for him.
Well, because under Adam's direction, the pool had serious algae problems.
No, it's not.
It did.
So mean.
Am I not being truthful?
No.
Okay.
You're being truthful. I couldn't get any. I wanted somebody right away when we moved here. So let's get a pool guy. And there was no one wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And so anyway.
No, that's true.
The algae did kind of creep up on me, but got that under control. But still. So he comes over. I said, Danny. And he's like 10th generation Fredericksburg. Mm-hmm. Not just Texas Fredericksburg. Danny, man, can I take the heat from these Bitcoin miners, and can I turn that into heat for the pool? And he looks at me, he's like, are you insane?
How would you even do that? I wouldn't.
We talked about it. He said, nah. He said, It's just no. The only thing you can do, you know what? If you don't have a cover on your pool, it doesn't even matter what you're doing.
Oh.
I'm like, we don't want to cover up the pool.
No.
That's a pain in the ass. Mm-mm. So no, it'll be a cold plunge. Perfect.
Okay.
Exactly. We have 3655 from Nomadic Coder. I wish I had done rim to rim 36 years in a row, but sadly I did it once 36 years ago.
Oh, okay. And I have looked into that, mm-hmm. and I've had a couple people reach out to me that want to do it. And we're now looking at a program called Explorer Chick, and they have organized trips.
Explorer chick.
Yes. And they go all over, including cool. the Grand Canyon. So, yes. So that is in motion.
I like it. It's I like in motion. It. No, I like it. Mm-hmm. I'm coming.
Yes, with the helicopter.
Hello.
Yes.
Absurdian 2000 Sir Tan is the plan. 77 with 1703. Nomadic Coder again with 777. Congratulations, Tina, on your baptism with a little striper, mini striper boost there.
Thank you.
Then we have another user with the number. Cheers and greetings from Central America. Great program. Oh. Excellent promise. And I will fulfill it. Bye-bye. I'm not sure who that was. I wish we knew. Oh, here's the same user. My gratitude for Fountain Podcast. You are the best, Korean the Keeper.
Aww.
Well, hey, user 88763765444401938.
Change your username.
Let us know what your name is. Let us know where you're from in Central America. This is great. Sounds like we have a meetup to do.
Yeah.
Somewhere in Central America. And those are our boosts, our boostograms. Thank you. For those of you who are participating, thank you so much. Fountain. I'm just making it easy for you. There's a whole lot of apps that work, but the easiest one is Fountain, because you just use it with any of your podcasts, any M5, Megyn Kelly, whatever you guys are all listening to. It'll give you Satoshis, and then you can save them, and then you can feel what it's like to send us a boostogram with a message.
And it's so easy. It's so easy to do.
And then you can fill it up with Cash App or, you know, lots of other ways.
It's super easy. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's not easy, unfortunately. It's just not super easy.
Once you're into it, it's easy to do.
Freedom always requires an extra step.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm asking you to. That's all. I'm asking you to take.
That's all.
Take the freedom step. I don't care about how much. Just take the step of freedom. Take the step of freedom, because then you'll also automatically be a Bitcoiner. You have a Bitcoin wallet. You will be saved when the apocalypse comes.
Adam's evangelizing.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to find something that. Here we go. This is it.
They're saying that all hell is going to break loose and you're going to need a Bitcoin.
That's my point. You're going to need a Bitcoin, and we're going to teach you how to do it in a fun way.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
There you go.
So I just have a couple more things on my list. Wanted to talk about putting in the new plants for some privacy. Neighbors.
Well, they're not plants, they're trees.
We have
trees.
New neighbors. We need to touch base with Tommy. So Tommy, the landscaper, I always enjoy Tommy and the banter.
Tommy showed up dressed this time.
Yes.
He looked sharp. I looked at him like, who are you? He had Adidas trainers I'd never seen Tommy this. He looked really sharp.
He had commented that somebody even said the same thing to him, because he had a blue pullover on or something that.
He always looks like a hill country
landscaper.
Landscaper, exactly. And I was like, are you cleaning up good, Tommy?
But so we're talking about putting up some privacy trees, because we have a neighbor, and I don't really want to look at their stuff all over the.
Have you seen the expansion of the landing lights?
No,
It was okay. So
he's expanded them even more.
Oh my god! So, and we've met them. They seem like
nice
lovely people.
Beautiful house, but they're trashing it.
Well, hold on. So careful. You never know who listens.
I don't want to look at it.
So first, there's two things, and this is kind of bringing it up because Tommy is so mad because they threw mulch down all over and didn't plant anything on it, and basically it's been mulchified for weeds. So there's
mulchified
for weeds. There's weeds growing everywhere, and poor Ramon, he's mowing it himself until 10
he's
at night.
He's
mowing the mulch
because the weeds grew up through the mulch.
Anyway, so he. Because, of course, we have a few lights in our, and we don't even use this driveway because we have a back entrance, so we have a few lights in our driveway. No. He had one, two, three, four, five, six, so three on each side, and they're pointing upwards to the sky like, E.T. fun home. And they're multicolored. And
what are they, like red, blue, green?
It's like LEDs.
Like Christmas lights?
It's like a round, it's like a light shining up, it has... Like 20 LEDs in a circle, and it's shining upwards in a kind of a reddish yellow hue. And wait for it.
Oh my God.
Last night I walk with Stevie, and I'm like, what? There must be 100 lights now. all the way around the driveway. And
it's a long driveway.
And I just want to get my Cirrus and just land on it.
It's a landing strip.
It's a total landing strip. It's really overkill. It's like, if I did that, you'd be mad at me. You'd be mad.
So hence the privacy trees, because I don't want to look at that. So Adam's talking to Tommy. And what did you say to Tommy about Tommy has planted several things for us. Wax myrtles that were eaten. Lantanas that didn't make it.
I said, hey, Tommy, man, listen, if we're going to do some trees here and it's not, you know, it's going to actually cost some money. I don't want to risk the investment. So I don't want to be responsible, because the only thing you and I have planted together that actually lived is the flagpole. The flagpole is doing fine, but everything else is dead.
I've been
waiting on that thing for at least 2 weeks. Since the last time we saw him, like, oh, I had this thing, like, everything's I'm gonna use. And I was so happy I pulled it out of my ass.
I know, and he feels so bad about the planting. There's some things he planted that, like the two trees and something.
He's done stuff.
I know. He's just funny.
And he's done a lot of cleanup of crap for us.
But our neighbors had this beautiful house and they are trashing it with what they're putting out in their yard. I don't want to see it.
Not really working for some reason.
I don't want to see it. I just have a couple more things. I have, you know.
Oh, here we go.
No, I take the blame for this. So my quadrant two behavior. And my,
what did you do?
My incessant questions to you about, did you get the checks? I've been on Adam to order these checks from a California bank that he has an account in. And I knew we only had temporary checks and there was just a few left over. And I was worried because we write a check off of that column.
Hold on. Stop. Let me explain. I have
good stuff on my list, right?
There's a backstory to this. So the No Agenda show, for all these years, it's a very complicated show, because early on we were getting checks and cash and all kinds of things. And so John would show up at this bank, Mechanics Bank, which has now been purchased by a bigger bank, but you would show up with all this stuff. And believe me, you try to go on a bank with 50 checks and cash, and there's going to be red flags. Right. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
So we actually had the IRS and everyone, you know, our model has been solidified and this bank understands us. So this is the bank that the money, the No Agenda money goes into, donations go into, and then I have to write a check, because of course this bank doesn't do any kind of wire transfer.
No, it's a little community bank.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
they have no services.
Pretty much zero services.
And basically so, that's where Adam's paycheck goes into.
You could look at it that way. And so I've been trying to get, I've had problems getting checks with them, because of course they outsourced that and it was the wrong address, couldn't change the address. This has been going on for years and years and years, and so finally I have no more checks left, and I have the bank checks that they sent me, and I'm waiting for finally to, and I'm like, ugh. And I have to call the manager. I was like, dude, these people, your check people suck. I just want the checks. My wife is on my ass. She wants me to sign like 10 of them in case I kick the bucket next week. So you got to get me these checks. Because I'm not on the account. And by the way, to get you on the account, you have to go to California. You can't just get you on the account. You got to go in person.
So I kept asking Adam, like, are you ordering checks? Are you getting checks?
You're going in pretty soon. I need some checks because you might not make it out.
It's
just coincidental. Okay, yeah, so just coincidental.
You need to sign a few of those before you go under.
What if he doesn't wake up? I need money.
Don't say that. So anyway, finally, the checks arrive. We get 300 checks. I'm like, oh, this is great. We got them. Then another 300 checks arrive. And then another 300 checks arrive.
I bought $400 worth of checks. I just kept hitting click, 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 more.
Because I terrorized you about it.
And it was one day. It was the first day. It's like 300 checks. That's great. But I'd forgotten what I had done. And the next time, I'm like, what is all this? What are all these deliveries? It's a check after check. After
we have 900 checks now.
I was going for a cool 1,000. Okay. You think we'll be okay? So that's once every month. So it's 900 months. I'll sign them all, baby. I'll sign them all for you. Are we done? Did
yes,
you have more?
We're done.
We're at about 128.
Okay.
You know, Allison okay. will be mad.
Yeah.
Darling, I love you.
I love you too, baby.
And we'll be back in 14 days if you can stand to wait that long. Kareem the Keeper, KareemTheKeeper.com. Boost us.
Kareem the Keeper. Yeah, Kareem the Keeper.